Hello, I'm Chris Solo. Welcome to AetherCon 8. I have here Geo from Space Orange 42. Geo, would you like to introduce yourself? Okay. So you publish games, board games, modules, things like that? Yeah, I was looking at your website a little bit ago. Yeah, I mean it's nice to use something physical. I mean we're in this digital age, and I stream Dungeons and Dragons, and as you can see, like I use minis. I use miniatures, I use terrain pieces and things. So like yeah, it's kind of nostalgic to feel something when you're using it. Yeah. So, Space Orange, how did your company meet? How did this all begin? Well, the name and just how did you get started in this in the tabletop industry? Yeah. I can definitely relate to that. It's once you find that thing that just fuels your heart and your soul, then you don't want to let go and you want to keep supporting that, even though I understand the trying to get what I do to be my job is a challenge in itself. So I totally relate to that. Yeah, so and then Space Orange, that's a very unique name. I love the little character on there as well. So curious on how that all came about. That's good. That's good. Of course. It's one of those things to where it means so much more to you than it does to everyone else, and you keep that close to the chest. But then, when I see it, like you said, from a marketing standpoint, I'm like, the font is really fun. It's very visual. It catches your eye, and that character just like, is he running away from something? Is he running towards something? And he's a gun. It's like it's all just very engaging, and it just gets you curious and like, oh, what is Space Orange? And then you want to dig in more. But then it means something just so much more than just words on paper. Like it's something that really resonates. Yeah. That's really good. That's really cool. Yes, I am. Yes. I've done so much name conventions and trying to create different things that actually just it means something, and it's not just a random person in a world or a different name of a city or, my brand and all that jazz. And it's one of the hardest things, which it shouldn't be that hard, but it is. It's really challenging to find that perfect mix of content. So do you all have anything exciting coming down the pipe that you are launching soon, or you're coming out, early next year or anything like that? I have not seen the book, no, not in person, unfortunately. Oh. Yeah. Really, that's really cool. Yeah, I mean, I have children, and I'm always looking for new fun games to play with them. Three. Yeah. That's really cool. That's really cool. What other questions? Oh, wow. Let's see. I mean, I was, kind of quickly digging through the website and, glancing at different, the different, the books and the game books and, 42 Guns was something that kind of caught my eye too. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, it's really cool. Okay. Oh. That's really neat.
Yeah, I think I like the Dark Tower. I think Dark Tower is the most close thing to this setting. Yeah.
Okay.
People are knights in search of something, and you define this by with the setup of the game. You define what's the evilness, what's the good guy, what's the goodness, what you're searching, and then you start searching for the Holy Grail. It's called 42 Guns because every character, every knight, every gunslinger is a gun, and the world is a post-apocalyptic, and nobody can use the technology anymore. So the guns are more important than the knights. So the knight can die, but cannot lose the gun, because you can replace the knight but not the gun. That's why the guns are more precious.
Ah, that's a neat twist. Where did you come up with that idea for 42 Guns?
Well, actually, the idea is from Jacopo Frigerio, which is a he an author, an Italian author, that did a lot of games, but it's the first time it's been translating in another language. He used to be a publisher until family took him away. He had no time anymore to publish games, and every now and then just publish a game with other publishers. And he had this game. It was playtesting for a while, and we found it pretty good, and we playtested it 4 5 months ago, and we decided to publish it. You know, the hardest thing to do when you publish a game on a screen is to make it simple and complete enough to stay on three horizontal pages, which it's very difficult.
I can imagine.
It's not easy. It's not easy. It's very challenging, both for the author and for the layout artist as well. For once the cover of the mass of the screen is very important, because every games of this line can be played a lot of times. They are like concept art. They have to give you a feeling, but not define exactly the world you are going to play, because every game has to be slightly different. So the cover needs to give you a feeling, but not define exactly the things, and the world rule set has to stay in three pages. And that's it. That's challenging. That's really challenging. But with a few bucks, you have a whole game on a screen. For once, the screen is important, not just not you know, something good on the table.
So you were talking about your art. So
it stands on its own.
It does. So you were talking about your art. Who does your artwork, and like, what's the inspiration behind it? I know you were just talking about feeling. The art is there to generate an emotion, a feeling, you know, not just be there. But you know, so who does your art and all that?
The art is from Emanuele Desiati. He's very good. Actually, he teach. So for teaching, you have to be enough good. And the poor guy had very, he didn't have a lot of time to paint the screen, because, you know, we decided to produce it end of July.
Okay.
So we had 2 months to produce it. And it means buy the paper, send the files to the paint, to the printer, ship the screens to the convention, directly to the convention in Germany. We print it in Spain, we ship the items in Germany, and when we went to Germany, we finally could check what we did. And I think Emanuele did everything in 2 weeks.
Wow.
From sketches and
That's really wild.
It was great. We used to talk every time of the day these days. You know, it wasn't scheduled, this game. It was made in the nick of time. But eventually, it's good. It's very good.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it. I like when you take different genres and you cross them together where they don't necessarily fit. Like you said, you know, the sci-fi, but then it's also King Arthur. So it's kind of fun to see those different combinations of things.
It's a good way to be original, because it's not easy to invent something. But when you mix two things, especially very different things, and the results is good. It is a very pretty flavor.
It's. I mean, it sounds amazing. You were talking about conventions. Do you plan on going to any U.S. conventions in the near future?
As I say, I still need 2 years to fully recover, And let's say I want to come back to GenCon. I miss it really, and not only for the business, emotionally speaking. I will try to be in GenCon next edition next year, but it's more probable that I will need to wait for one more year. So let's say 2021.
Okay. Well, I've actually never been to Gen.
Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. I'll keep you posted.
But I mean, definitely, because I'm gonna try to go to the Gen Con this year, but I'm definitely gonna go next year. I mean, I'm trying to make more of an effort to go to those conventions if I have the time to connect with other content creators like yourself, especially from outside of the U.S., because it's just a totally different perspective. It's very unique content that is created outside of the States, so it's always a fun experience to meet new people.
That's true. It's true. I'm going to visit a few local con in different countries of Europe, but this is, it's easy for us. Just 2 hours of flight, not a lot of stress. No visa. You don't need to change your money. I love United Europe.
That makes things very easy, doesn't
Yeah. Yeah,
So we have roughly 5 or so minutes left. We've spoke about like how you got started. We spoke about how personal Space Orange 42 is to you, and kind of where it came from a little bit. We've talked about some of the things that you've created, the different the game books and the movie. We just talked about 42 Guns. Is there anything else you'd like to share with the community before we go?
Well, yes. I think the most important thing that you're going to do is complete what we left because of me, because I wasn't able to complete it. And this is another very personal thing. I did a Kickstarter. I partially finished because the PDF already, but I didn't ship the printed books, and it went very bad, the productions, and we went bankrupt with the funds. So I'm going to spend more budget from Space Orange 42 to complete this Kickstarter. I think it's very important for me. It's very important for all the guys who work with me, because it's the best thing to do. It's the most serious thing to do,
No,
even if it.
I agree.
So at this time we are working on new projects, but we are not left behind anything. We are going to finish everything. This
Got
is
it.
the most important thing I have to say.
Yeah, I mean, I totally understand that. I work with a lot of different creators with Kickstarters, and one of the things that I tell them is that, things happen. Things happen in life. Things happen with production. Things you don't expect. And the biggest thing is to continue to communicate to your community and finish what you started. And that way, you don't get that bad rap. But it's also just a self thing. You did something. You
Yeah, when you are small, when your venture is small, you don't have resources to substitute a layout artist or a writer or a whatever, and when things goes personal, it's not easy to talk. I mean, you have to talk with the guy why you're not working on it, and and you can, because it means talking your very personal personal things with the world, and it's not easy at all, especially when you are very stressed and very, well, in danger.
Yeah.
And yeah, Kickstarter can be a trap. Can be a trap.
Yes.
It's the future of our business, but you have to be very prepared. I mean, you have to have everything finished. I know this sounds like not exactly what Kickstarter was meant to be, but let's be honest. Kickstarter is just a pre-sale right now, but it's the only way to be sure to accomplish what you are asking the people money for.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You just need the money to go print and ship. And logistics sucks, really. Shipping things all around the world, it's not easy.
Yeah.
You have to pay somebody to do this job.
I agree. Well, you know, we navigated some technical issues in the beginning part of this, but we were able to, you know, kind of persevere through that. I definitely had a pleasure speaking with you, and I want to learn more about what you guys are doing and what you're going to be doing. So I'm going to keep tabs on this as well, and share this with my community.
Thank you. I'm very sorry Davide couldn't be here, so everything is not very organized, wasn't planned, but
sorry.
Well, the weather, you know, as you said, life happens. And that's it. Thank you for inviting me, and I hope to participate more on EtherCon next year. It's not easy because it's exactly after Essen and Lucca Comics, and those are the biggest con for us.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, we have Essen, the week later Lucca, and then it happens EtherCon. So it's like imagine doing a Gen Con, the week, 1 week later doing another Gen Con, and then 1 week later EtherCon. We are so stressed and tired.
Yeah, it takes a lot. It takes a lot to do that.
Yeah. Still, I love your convention. I hope you grow bigger. I know you will grow.
Well, thank you. I hope I can help. This is my first year with these guys, so I'm hoping that I'm able to help with that.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy my Italian accent.
I did actually.
Sorry about this. Eventually, it will.
It was perfect though. But yeah, thank you very much for your time, and I wish you the best.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for your time. Keep playing. Bye. Bye.
Bye.